Dalet Ador, Monday the 27th of February, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan. Cash and carry, stuck outdoors on Shabbos with money in one's pocket.
Good morning, Rabbi Say. It's a pleasure for me to be able to give shir in these new premises. Gizah Chova Sadas, expanded, maybe a mokum to be made for much Torah in the future. We're speaking about being stuck with money or with something, a precious commodity in one's pocket on Shabbos. How does one deal with that problem? Or a scenario which is not so uncommon, one missed time but one was delayed and one's not going to make it home before Shabbos, one's in the car, one's got suitcase, belongings, what does one do? Just before we commence, I just want to tell you of a Maaseh Shehaya. There was an imam, a Muslim cleric, a priest and a rabbi, actually. This took place about a year ago. And they were speaking to each other about the miraculous events which have occurred in their lives. And the imam said, you know, once I was in the desert, in Sahara Desert, and I was surrounded by a swarm of jackals. And my life was under threat. And I said, Allah, please save me. And lo and behold, out came the carpet. I sat on the carpet and flew away to safety. And the priest said, well, I had something not too different. I was being chased by gangsters. It was a forest fire. I was surrounded from all sides by the fire. And there was only one way in front of me, and the river was blocking the way, and I do not know how to swim. I took my stick, I hit the river, and it split, and I walked through to safety. And the rabbi said, well, I'll tell you one. This happened to me just a couple of weeks ago. It was Shabbos. I was walking on the street. I found £1,000. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me! And lo and behold, it wasn't Shabbos anymore. Right. Okay, so let's look at the questions. Right, let's look at the questions together. Reuven is taking a leisurely stroll on a Shabbos afternoon. He puts his hand into his back pocket and realizes there is a £50 note inside. What may he do about it? Question A. Question B. What may Reuven do if he finds a note on the street on Shabbos? Right? It's not a note which belongs to him. It's a metziah. He finds money on the street. Is he allowed to pick it up? Is there any other thing to do? Is there any difference, Rabbi Sai? Let's add to this. Whether it was... what about he picks up a note which he realizes was actually dropped by himself? And he didn't notice it until now, until he finds it, that actually was his bank note. Is there any difference? C. What is the halacha if Reuven picked up the note on Shabbos? Okay, that's a kind of giving away the answer to question B. I've given away the answer to question B by the question C. But are there any permissibilities? Are there any atonement that we may give him? Question D, is Reuven allowed to pick up money on Erev Shabbos? Is he allowed to pick up money on Erev Shabbos knowing that he's going to have to do some sort of, because it's just a few minutes before Shabbos, he's going to end up doing an Issur on Shabbos. And, the E, that's quite straightforward. But let's deal with that. Practically speaking, what he should do if he finds something which is not of great significance and he doesn't mind losing it, such as a tissue in his pocket. Right, that's E. And although I think let's deal with the last question first, because it's the most straightforward question. Okay, Rabbi Zay? What happens if you're walking out to the street and you've got a tissue in your pocket? Yeah, we're talking about a place, of course, which is there's no Eruv, and it's you're going out into the public domain. So what should you do, Rabbi Zay, if you have a tissue in your pocket?
Keep it there. If you try to get it on the floor, you put it down
into the... Right, but on the other hand, if you continue walking, you're also doing a type of carrying. which is also problematic. Okay, so in order to deal with this, let's just go through the Yesodos of the Melacha of Hitzah. Right, we have two departments here which we need to deal with in our Shaila of money and another thing is one department of Mukta and one department is the Melacha of Hitzah. For Hitzah, there's two parts of Hitzah. Let me remind you, Eilam is Hitzah from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. From a private domain to a public domain. Private domain means any domain which is surrounded by three or more walls. Even though you can have on top of a post box, that can be Rishus HaYachid, although it's public, it's for public, it's for the public. Nevertheless, if the dimensions are, you have at least three walls according to most poskim, is Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah, then it is also min HaTorah to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. What is another form of Hitzah, Rabbi Yisai? Even though I am not transporting an item from one domain to another. Dalei Damas Rishus HaRabim, thank you. To walk Dalei Damas Rishus HaRabim, which is approximately, well, for all intents and purposes, let's say, Dalei Damas is about 2 meters, right? An Amma is 48 centimeters. So 2 meters is approximately from where I am until the Shtenda, right? You're allowed to go Pochus Min Dalei Damas. However, the Poskim say that a person has, the Torah says, Shvu Ish Tachtov. Those of you who are doing the Dirush of Daf HaYomi at the moment, it's the Simonim now which have been spoken about, Simon Shemim Tes. Shvu Ish Tachtov means a person must remain, he's only allowed to carry within his area. His area is called Dalei Damas. However, a person has a right to a square of Dalei Damas. Hence, And he can put himself wherever he wants in that square. He can be on the end, right, the corner of the square. If he's at the corner of the square, so how long is his hypotenuse, Rabbi Yisai?
Five.
5 3/5, right? 5 3/5, right? Therefore, one is actually allowed to walk and carry up to 5 3/5, right? 5 3/5 amas. Yeah, that is the halacha. However, to keep it simple, so people don't get confused, unless there's a special necessity to do so, he is advised when he needs to employ the heter of carrying less than Dalei Damas, it is better to try and carry within a distance of less than 4 amas, which is approximately 2 meters from here until the Shtenda. Right? That's the second issue of Dalei Damas Bishus HaRabim. Right. We've done A, we've done B. C, in order to transgress either Hoitzah or Hachnosa, Hayitzah means taking out from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, or Hachnosa means taking out from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, or Dalei Damas Rishus HaRabim, one needs to do three processes. One is called Akira. Akira means uprooting, lifting. Either you can lift up, the normal Akira is, you lift up the object from the floor, or from the chair, from wherever it is, and you transport it. That's called Ha'avara, Mavi Dalei Damas Rishus HaRabim. Right? And then the third stage is called Rabbi Yisai? Hanocha, right? Putting it down, right? Akira, Ha'avara, Hanocha. You must have all three done. Now, Akira does not have to be done by actually lifting the object from the floor. Even if I have an object in my pocket, yeah, and I start walking and I am conscious of the object in my pocket, that is also Akira. Why? Because Hanochas Aguf, Hanochas Chefetz Dami. When my body is at rest and I have an item in my pocket, it is as if the item is on the floor. Therefore, me starting to move with the object in my hands, in my pocket or in my hands, is as if I am lifting up the object. And similarly, the third stage, Hanocha. I don't have to actually put the chifetz down, but all I need to do is to stop. I have an item in my hands or in my pocket. As soon as I have stopped, Hanochas Yeah? Hanachas aguf ka hanachas cheifes dami. That means me stopping. It's as if the item is being placed down on the floor. Right. So, let's go back. Right? Those are the surim, those are the components involved to transgress the isur min haTorah. So let's just recap those points. There's hoitzah and achnasah, right, from one rishus to another rishus, and there's a second part of havaras baledamis b'shus harabi. Both types of hoitzah require three stages: akira, havara, and hanocha. Akira being uprooting the object. Havara is the transporting, either Dalet Amos Rishos Rabim, or from one Rishos to the other Rishos, and then Hanocha. So, Rabbi said, the person who inadvertently went out of his Rishos, not realizing there's a tissue in his pocket. And now he stands still in Rishos Rabim. Or he takes a tissue and he puts it down on the floor. Has he transgressed a melocha min haTorah?
No.
Why not?
He was unaware of the tissue when he went out.
Right, but he was aware of it. He realized, oh, I've got tissues here. And he put it down on the floor. So he did hanocha.
Without the akira.
He didn't do akira. Thank you. Right? So the reason why he has not transgressed, although he is now conscious of the tissue in his pocket, and even if, when he was conscious, he has since walked with a tissue in his pocket, Dalet Amos, but nevertheless, since he did not do an Akira consciously, he was not aware of the item in his pocket, he has not transgressed a Melocha min haTorah. Right? Right. Therefore, so we have a choice of two. What should we tell this person? However, there is an Issur Drabon, you're not allowed to carry. Even though now you didn't do a conscious akira, you're not allowed to continue carrying even when you're missing one of those components. So this person has got a choice of two. Either continue walking, and you're being oiver on a rabbinical prohibition of havara, although you didn't do an akira, but each stage is also mijaman, or no, minimize the amount of carrying which you're doing, and although then to be doing another prohibition of hanocha, but you're going to do hanocha anyway. You're not going to be walking the whole of Shabbos, right? So that tissue is going to come down. Are you with me, Rabbi Isai? So therefore, if you have a tissue in your pocket, and right, then what you do is you take out your pocket and you try to empty out the tissue from the pocket in an abnormal way. In other words, you have done Hanocha, and it's, which is an Isur Mijabonon, but you can't avoid it, what else can you do? But you've also minimized it by doing Vashinu. Is that clear? So that's talking about an item which you're not interested in, you went out in Rishos HaRabim, and you don't mind disposing of it. So that's what a person should do. And empty out his pocket if possible in an unusual manner. What's even more ideal, if it's possible, if it's not too inconvenient, let's say he's just walked out of his house, is to turn right back without stopping, right back to where he came from. He didn't do anything, right? He didn't do Hitzah because he's back to where he came from, right? And therefore that would be the ideal. Sometimes if you're too far from home, then the next ideal is actually to go into another Rishus HaYochid. Without stopping, to go into another Rishus HaYochid, without stopping. So what you've done is you've started from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, which is not, and you've gone through Rishus HaRabim, but since, therefore, that's more lenient than actually taking out the Rishos HaRabim. So, right. So, in the first place, go back to the place where you came from. Second place, go to another Rishos HaYochid. So, go to somebody's garden or Rishos HaYochid. Sorry. No, it doesn't matter. How far? As long as you haven't stopped.
Let's say you go to Shul. Continue go to Shul.
Yeah. Continue going to Shul. That's risky. I would be careful with that. It depends how big the distance is to the place. Because if it's going to be, if it's not very close by, then Shusay Yochid, then by the time you get to it, you might forget, you might stop, you might end up with problems. So therefore, it's safer to say that if you're close to home, go back home. If you're close to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, do that. If it's further, then just empty out in unusual manner onto the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Right. Okay. What is the halacha if a person finds money inside his pocket? Right? So on that, there's a whole siman about it. It's called, it's the siman of Rei Samech Vov in Shulchan Aruch. And it's based on the Yesoi. Rabbi, is a person allowed to do an Isur Midrabanon in order to save his money, his possessions? In other words, he must do this Isur Midrabanon, otherwise he's going to lose all his money. What is the halacha? Is he required to lose all his money to become impoverished, not to be over Isur Midrabanon? And that sounds quite a scary question. And but at least let's discuss what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the halacha is a person has to give up. You're allowed to be over any issurim to save one's life. One's not allowed to say do an issur dravona to save one's possession. Yeah, the Gro brings a proof from Dleika, from the halacha of Dleika. If there's a fire on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to extinguish the fire. Now we hold to extinguish a fire is a melacha she'ein natzrich legufa. It is not a melacha min haTorah. The melacha min haTorah of extinguishing a fire is only if I'm interested in the charcoal at the end. I'm not allowed to extinguish the fire, although this person's mansion is up in flames. He is not allowed. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about what he should do, but he is not allowed to take buckets and put out the fire. But the guy's entire possession is going up in flames, and he's not allowed to. That is the gross riot. You're not even allowed to transgress a nisul drabanon to save one's possessions. So, nevertheless, we know that one is allowed. We're going to be doing in order to save. He does not have to dispose of the money which is in his pocket. Yeah? And we're going to allow him certain prohibitions, and perhaps all prohibitions if necessary, rabbinical prohibitions on Shabbos, in order that he need not do away with his money which is in his pocket. Can anybody suggest why? Why should that be?
He left it inadvertently.
He has got £50 in his pocket. We're about to discuss what exactly he should do. But whatever he's about to do now, he is doing an Isur Drabonon. But Chazal were permitted this Isur Drabonon to be done. For the reason
better an Isur Drabonon than
Chazal are not going to come. If our restriction might end up being the reason, you say, you know what? Whatever I'm doing, I'm doing something wrong. I'm going against the rabbis, right? So you know, so you won't even think about it. So he'll just do. He'll do what's necessary to save his possessions, and he might even come to Nisul Doraisa. So therefore, the Ravonon said, "Odom bohul al mamoinoi." A person is concerned, gets flustered, gets behala, he loses his cool, his rationale when it comes to loss of money. Therefore, Chazal said we must be mati Isur Drabonon, not because Isur Drabonon really deserve to be pushed aside, but because if we don't allow him to be doing an Isur Drabonon, then that restriction itself could come to bring him to do an Isur Doraisa. So therefore they allowed him to do Isurei Jabon. Okay, so Rabbi said, this guy has got £50 in his pocket. Let's discuss what he should do. Ideally, what he should do is something which we've discussed already with a tissue, and that is turn around, back to his house where he came from, back to the job. That's ideal. He can do exactly the same thing. Could do exactly the same thing. I mean, even with a tissue, that's what you should do. So that's definitely right.
It's not
direct. It's not called direct handling of mukteh. That's not called direct handling of mukti, because it happens in his it stays in his pocket, and even his pocket is not a boss's, because it wasn't left there with intent. So the ideal is go back to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid where he came from. If not, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'll just go back. If not, go to another Rosh Hashanah. Go to your friend's house, yeah, and then you can find a safe spot there. Empty out, take out your pocket. Try not to touch the money if possible. That means if you can empty out your pocket and then push it with your foot to the side, the money, that's okay. If you're worried that even in the place in Rosh Hashanah Yochid where I'm putting the money is not safe, you are even allowed to take the note in your hands and put it in a safe place. For the reason being, as we said, if you don't allow him, then he might come.
Did you say that whatever he does, he's only going to be doing a little trouble?
Yes,
so
what device is coming to?
Inadvertently, when he took it out.
Yeah, what device is coming to?
You said there was no Akira originally.
Right.
So therefore, whatever he does is going to be trouble.
Right. Okay, so far we've spoken in a case where it ended up to be the same as a tissue, Shaya. Right? Yeah. However, this is the problem. What happens, and this is what a person naturally thinks, Yeah. Oh my goodness! I've got money in my pocket. The first thing he does is he stops. That's the worst thing he can do, to stop. Once you stopped, you've done hanocha. Now, as soon as you start moving, you're going to do akira. You right? Then what does a person do? Well, let's say a person's got a suitcase, right? A suitcase. He's coming in. He's running late. He was delayed. And he's carrying a suitcase. It's very heavy. He has to stop occasionally every 5 minutes or so to rest up. So now what does he do? Okay? Now he's got a serious problem, right? Because now he has stopped. He is right. Therefore, commencing from now will be an akira, because he knows he's got an object in his pocket, so he knows he's carrying. And now, if he does daladamas b'shus rabim, we'll be oivan daladamas b'shus rabim. And if he takes into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he'll be over on Haitzah. So what should he do? So the first option, sorry? Yeah, we don't have to resort to that yet. If there's a non-Jew who is trustworthy, who is trust, that's the ideal. That's the ideal, to give it to a non-Jew. Yeah, and the non-Jew, you either ask him to take it to your house, or if you trust him, you ask him to look after it. Right, most of the times that's not a viable option. So what's the next best option?
Four Amazon stop.
Yeah. That is the next option. In Shulchan Aruch, there are other options spoken about. When you're walking with a behemoth, they didn't have cars, then it speaks about putting it on and off, taking it on and off the behemoth. It's rather not so relevant, the middle stages, but that I just want you to know, be aware, in Shulchan Aruch, there's actually other stages before that. But for all intents and purposes, you are correct. And that's the next stage. You do pochus midalidamas. Now, ideally, the point is going to say, you can do even better than that, but I just think that in most cases it's not practical. And that is, there is an opinion for that in Shin Mem Tes, and that's the ik, that you are allowed to give a chayfet from one person to the other. It's called Noisen Lechaber Lechaber Lechaber. One person passes the object to another within Dalet Amos, and he passes it, right? So you can do that. You can do, Reuven passes the object to Shimon, Shimon passes it to Levi, and so forth, until you get to just outside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What are you going to do now, Mr. Bloom, when you are now outside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid? What are you going to do now? How are you going to get in? You've avoided the problem of Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because you've always done it, but you've got a new problem now. You can't just do it in a normal way. That's mamash, you're going to be doing Haitzah. So what can you do?
Get two people to do it.
But you can always get two people in the street, no? Wouldn't you have two people holding it in the street?
I don't know why that's a good... I don't know why that's not suggested.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that one. Right, so let me just go. I think this option of giving to one friend sometimes it's not available, you might not have somebody available, and some, it might take a very long time. But do you think that would take longer than pochus pochus medal adamas? To give to one friend and one friend?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. So if possible, it's better to do it, the optional giving to a friend and pass the parcel type of thing. Yeah. If not possible, then pochus pochus medal adamas. You carry pochus pochus medal adamas, fine, and you reach through Shusha Yochid. So here's the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What do I do now? I've got the money in my pocket.
Maybe put it halfway in. Oh.
Right, so I didn't even think of the suggestion you're saying. You're saying Shnayim She'osu. Shnayim She'osu, if you carry something which can be carried by one person, and now you're doing it with two people, that's a Nisul Drabonim. It would seem logical to say what you're saying. I don't know why it's not the suggestion which the place can give, but if there's no other option, then I presume I would say that that's also a good idea. But what they suggest is carry it in an abnormal way. Yeah? Take the money, put it under your hat. Or under your... carry it in an abnormal way. Carry it on top of your hands. Or in your mouth. Throwing it over. It's also spoken right. If you've got an item which you can throw it over in an abnormal way. You'll have to make sure that you put the object there and throw it up. Sorry? Or melachoyrov, yeah? It speaks about throwing an object from behind.
So,
right? That's
or for
10?
Or for
10
vochim,
so it's above. No, you can't do that, because you've done, if you mavir, although he's asking that when you throw an object over 10 tvochim, the avir over Rishus HaRabim is a mokum tur. A mokum tur, so yeah, he's asking, you are throwing that object from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim via Makom Tzur into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but that is a problem because since it's not Munach in Makom Tzur, that has the same halacha as carrying directly from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore one should carry it in an unusual way. That is what the Poskim advise. Now I do hear your point. What an abnormal way would seem to be carrying it via two people. Right, so let's go back to this question. He's got money in his pocket. If he hasn't stopped, go back to the Rosh Hashanah where he's gone, or go to another Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If he has stopped, then he has the option of giving it as a friend, and no problem about mukte, right, for the reasons which we explained. If that's not possible, pochus pochus midalei damas. Being very careful as he gets outside the front yard, the front garden, to carry it, transport it inside in a way which you will not be transgressing an issur of haitzah. So either doing it by shinui, or perhaps, I don't want to say yes, but it does sound logical that if you take the 10 pound note and you carry it via two people, that would also be a possibility. But throwing, or put it in your shoe, or put it on your head.
A suitcase, right?
So I would say if you've got a suitcase, push it with your foot. I'd say push it with your foot, or perhaps now a suitcase. Shnayim She'osu, I don't know, because it's maybe the post can be a bit hesitant of Shnayim She'osu, because sometimes you could have a very heavy suitcase.
If you could do the
Shinoi,
why can't you do that
for a Shinoi? That is the Shinoi,
Pokus Pokus Midalei Damas. You don't do the Shinoi, put it on your hand or under your couple or something. Why can't you do the Havor of a Shinoi if you could do the Havnosa of a Shinoi?
Good question. I don't know. It seems to be that shinui is only a matir shinui to carry something with shinui. If that is the last resort, we can't do anything else. Pochus pochus midalei damas would seem to be more lenient and less of an issur than a shinui. That's what it seems to be. It's just when you come to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, there's nothing. We have to be matir a shinui, so therefore we're matir. But to actually transport in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Since you cannot do it, so therefore, if a person's in the dark or he feels scared, he's in a place where he's afraid, it's not an option for him to do pochus pochus midalei damas, right? He's stuck in a place which is has elements which he doesn't want to be found amongst. So then I think we'd have the option suggested here. He would be able to put the money in his, under his hat or in his shoe, and carry the money in an unusual way. Right, that would be enough. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, is a person allowed to pick up the money on Shabbos? He finds money on Shabbos, is he allowed to pick it up? Chazal did not allow him. Why? Because we only say, B'adam bol al mamoy noy. A person is, b'behala, concerning his own money. But Chazal did not feel that a person gets carried away by money which he has not actually acquired yet. Therefore he is not allowed to pick it up. If he did pick it up, although he shouldn't have, if he did pick it up, then although he did a transgression, nevertheless he has the same heterim as we have spoken about. Sorry? No, there's no heter for that. That's what there's no heter. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael, for listening. Good morning.